too long. I know there was grave concern about my health. I wasn't really sick for more than a couple of days, really. I know that there are illnesses going around that linger on, but because, A, I do hot room yoga, B, I drink wheatgrass, and C, I am in general a mighty oak. Well, I didn't stay sick as long as most people.
Because, right, yeah.
Because I'm a mighty oak.
And that wheatgrass I had, the wheatgrass you brought me.
Right.
That was the best.
If you were a regular consumer...
Almost like I didn't even have it.
Right. Well, it is like you didn't have it because I didn't bring you any. But if you were a regular consumer of wheatgrass and not trying to get me to be a wheatgrass enabler, but if you were of your own impulse, a regular consumer of wheatgrass, you too would be, like me, a mighty oak.
Okay. Well, maybe tomorrow morning, I'll go check this out.
Yes. You absolutely should get yourself some wheatgrass. Actually, I found out Wild Oats has wheatgrass.
I was in there the other day, but
yeah,
I was looking for something else.
It's grown for them up in Sheffield. It's organic Connecticut-grown wheatgrass. And then they put it in a little press, and they squeeze it out, and you get a shot glass of it, and it's like drinking somebody's lawn. It doesn't taste very good at all, but it's the first step on your road to becoming, like me, a mighty oak.
Right. If I could just talk all the time, I would be happy.
Yeah. But you cough instead, right?
That's what happens. The cough's pretty much gone, but it's this thing where you're talking along and all of a sudden your voice is like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's
right
kind
out.
Of frustrating.
I would recommend some wheatgrass and some hot room yoga.
Well,
possibly also some echinacea.
Maybe.
Do you ever take echinacea?
I think I do,
Do you think you do? What kind of answer is that? That sounds like a, suspiciously like a Rush Limbaugh kind of
no,
answer.
No, no, no.
Do you think you take echinacea? Does your housekeeper go and get you the echinacea?
No, actually, my wife is in charge of all the...
Oh, so your wife has got you kind of on some herbal kinds of things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mrs. Stevens, she's kind of got a little New Age thing going on, I get the feeling.
What?
Yeah, she's got kind of a little New Age side to her, right, you know?
Maybe. Yeah. A little bit.
With the pagan candle worship and,
We have 85 different pills I know I take every morning.
Do you really? And some of them are like herbal supplements and stuff like that?
Most of them are.
Oh. Yeah. Well, maybe you will become a mighty oak then.
But you don't
know what they are.
Yeah, I know what some of them are.
Could you give me a list of them? You have ginseng? You drink ginseng?
Yeah.
You randy sea otter.
What else? Ginkgo biloba.
That's good. It's good that you can remember that, too, because it's supposed to help your memory. So if you're taking ginkgo biloba and you can't remember that you're taking it, that's a bad sign.
Right.
It's a sign you need to take more. I don't take any of that.
Get some other stuff.
Yeah. Give me a list. Bring in a list tomorrow.
I'll bring in a list.
Look it over.
All right.
Because I'm concerned about
you. Do you make some recommendations?
Well, I might have to have a conference with your wife. If I don't feel like she's giving you the right things, we might have to have sort of a conference committee.
I'd like to hear that when it happens.
That would be
interesting.
I might have to have a parley with her.
Okay.
So anyway, we have so many things to talk about. I feel like I've been
away
a lot.
You were at the mansion last night? Or
I know. I was not...
you didn't get invited?
I was not invited to the mansion. I was near the mansion.
Yeah.
I was in the mansion neighborhood, but I wasn't at the mansion. Was there something fun at the mansion last night?
I thought it wasn't Roland talking to the Republican.
He was talking to some Republican.
Well, yesterday afternoon, maybe.
Yes. He had a 15-minute conversation with Jim Amon, a non-Republican. But no, he hasn't had any conversations with me. You know, it seems to me that, I mean, it does sort of surprise me to read that he has had a 2-hour meeting with the Republicans?
Yeah.
And nobody said, would you just consider, like, getting out of here before you kill us all? Because, I mean, really, I mean, my thinking about all this hasn't evolved very much since the last time I was here about a week ago, but, you know, to whatever extent that, I mean, in fact, it's still, my thinking about this is exactly the same, which is that these days, it's a win for the Democrats if they can have this guy be just the, you know, night of the living dead, walking political zombie up there, just lurching around the mansion with his flesh rotting off his face. I mean, that's a great thing for them. String it out. Impeach him, but don't impeach him too hard. You know? and just keep him staggering. Because the one thing they don't want is Jody Rell getting in there for 2.5 years looking gubernatorial. And let me tell you something. Jody Rell, she can look pretty damn gubernatorial if you give her the chance. So either you've got to start getting ready to tee Jody up. If you're the Democrats, you got to think, okay, could we get her on any of this stuff? Could we start screaming about aquatic recreational equipment and veto the fixer and all that kind of stuff, which, you know, she's got her own little chapter of the story.
Aquatic recreational equipment?
Whatever it's called. you know, Could we start screaming about that stuff, which sound, looks like it's a little bit of a piece with all this other junk that you know, that's slopping all over Roland's, Ted Williams' waiters. You know, so could we possibly, you know, how much could we link her to that? Could we, clearly she's a little bit linked to the aquatic recreational equipment scandal of the past. And maybe if I were the Democrats, I mean, they're too stupid. They're too freaking dumb and spineless to figure any of this stuff out. But I'll just say it anyway. I would be spending.
You should be the consultant for this.
Oh, you're the man. Yeah. You should be it. Yeah, $400 an hour.
$400.
Said it's going out for free over the airwaves.
$1,000 an hour.
Yeah. But listen carefully, all right, and write all this stuff down, Democrats. You know, I wouldn't even wait to spend a whole lot more time trying to mess up Roland because, you know, basically he's going to get took down one way or the other. I would be spending some more time finding out whether there's any way to tie Jody Rell into any of this. Because otherwise, you have a very formidable opponent, you know, at least somebody who could become a formidable opponent. And in fact, the Danbury News Times became, I think, perhaps the first newspaper to really kind of lionize her over the weekend. It's basically her hometown paper. But they did this very flattering profile about how nobody ever has a bad word to say about her, and she's the same person today as she was 30 years ago. She's dogs love her, kids love her, you know. It was one of those, she's personable, she's this, she's that. Makes all her own clothes, she has a great sense of humor. You know, I mean, if that's who she is and she doesn't have anything to do with this stuff, then so be it. But if I were the Democrats, I would be wondering whether there's any way to make her the Shirley MacLaine of the John Rowland Rat Pack. But anyway, we don't want to dwell on negative things. We want to be happy. You know who I love? I love that 97-year-old woman that they pulled out of the rubble in Bomb, Iran.
Yeah.
She's under the rubble for 8 days. 8 days, she's 97 years old. And during that entire 8 days, not one of her children called her. Not one. Not one. She came out, she said, what do I have to do for my children to call me? Do I have to have a building fall on me? Well, as it turns out, even then. It's actually, that was shtick. But it actually literally is true. When she got out, and this is so great. This is the kind of cranky 97-year-old I want to be. She's under the rubble with nothing to eat or drink for 8 days. So they get her out, and she asks for some tea, and they give her some tea, and she tells them it's too hot. What are you trying to do, kill me? This is too hot. And she spilled it on her thighs, and she sued McDonald's.
For millions.
Yeah. All right, we have Art from Newington with a question. Our numbers, by the way, we have open phones for now, 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, star WTIC. Later in the show today, we're going to begin our month-long tribute to American commercials with a visit from Steve Wolfberg, who's Jewish and works for Cronin and Company.
He is Cronin and Company.
That's actually literally true.
I got a card from him. Did you get a card at Christmas?
I did.
You must have.
I haven't opened it yet.
You haven't opened it yet?
Well, it's in my mail.
We should open it.
I have a big pile of
it. I get this card. So it's signed by him and Bill Cronin and Shannon and Laura Ward.
Yeah.
And then he writes in parentheses, mention this card on the air.
That seems terrible.
I bet he wrote the same thing in yours. Check it out.
Is it this little bit?
Yeah, that's here? It. Keep it. Go all the way to the back.
The next topic, agency holiday cards.
See?
Yeah.
Shameless. It's just all the time.
Yeah, there's apparently somebody named Cronin. Bill Cronin?
Bill Cronin, yeah.
Do you know Bill Cronin?
I've actually met Bill Cronin.
I haven't. Or maybe I haven't. I forgot. It's all a blur.
You probably have.
Yeah, it's like life in a Turkish prison, though. I have no idea. One day to the next.
You know, we get this line back. Oh, it's not up there now. What happened to the number?
Well, it's...
You know the complaint line where you call up and you rail on us?
It's the
677-6700, extension 400.
Extension 400, yeah.
Yeah.
You call the main number here, but rather than bothering the heavily sedated person at the front desk, you just dial right into extension 400.
She has strep throat. Leave her alone.
Oh, okay. And then this is for if there's something that you want to say to us that you're not comfortable saying on the air because of our voice print technology, which allows us to find out who you are and track you down and kill you. So then you call this line, 677-6700. That's the main number, right?
Okay.
And extension 400. And you leave your little message there. And then we're free to do whatever we want to do with it. I mean, which is probably cut it up and use it in a promo or something like that. But I mean, so, but it's an opportunity for you to either say you hate us and you wish we would choke to death on our own saliva.
And that's probably that.
You get four or five of those get left over here.
Yeah.
And then, or that you love us and lust after us and you just have a neurotic dream about one of us.
That's not going to happen. I think number one is probably the more likely.
Or something else that you are uncomfortable saying on the air. You know, like you believe that Peter Aleph, you know, is from a different planet or something. Whatever you're not comfortable saying there. Given what's said on the air here, I can't imagine that there's something somebody wouldn't want to say on the air. Given just the general level of just, you know, venomous, vituperative bilge that flows out over this radio show for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's kind of amazing to me that somebody has something in their heart that they're not comfortable saying on the air. But
we had a complaint about our promo. Actually.
Yeah, because it's been running too much, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, the Babe Had to Be On one. Yeah, I refused to talk about that.
No, we're not going to talk about it. I just meant...
I'm aware of the content of that promo.
Okay.
He told me about that.
All right.
Yeesh.
I just thought it was amazing you'd get a complaint about a promo.
Yeah. About sheets.
Yeah.
Sheets that were not being used for any lascivious purpose.
If you keep going, you'll give out the whole thing.
Okay.
Which is what you didn't want to do.
Right. Good point.
So I want to stop you there.
Good point. Are we on the air right now? I'm a little... I haven't been here for a few days, so I'm... All right. So we have to take a break, don't we?
We do.
I believe that's the format.
That's pretty much
okay.
The same as it was.
Okay.
20 after 3, 522-WTIC.
I'm exhausted.
800-966-WTIC, star WTIC.
They never end.
From the cell phone.
When Bruce and Colin shall return.
You don't have to move.
You don't have to move until
you win.
You can run without living there.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, I believe that's true. I think
that's pretty safe.
Yeah, I don't think you have to move there till you win. Then you probably have to have a residence there.
Yeah. You get like a trailer or something.
Yeah. Well, that would be hard to come up with in Eastern Connecticut, wouldn't it? Well, there might be a few places, but... I suppose you might be able to find one or two of them out there somewhere. Didn't they pull all of their multicolored, their normal M&Ms, and they pull those? I mean, I believe for the next few months or something, the only runs of M&Ms will be back in May. What was that?
That would be M&M Fairy.
Yeah. I thought it might have had a small stroke. There was a strange noise in my head.
What was that?
I don't know. They're fleshing out that Phoenix Suns, New York Knicks trade. They get Penny Hardaway and Stephon Marbury.
Yep.
And the Phoenix Suns will receive Antonio McDias, Howard Eisley, two Eisley brothers to be named later, Charlie Ward, Donnie Marshall, and Art Santos from the old Hartford Capitals. Also, who knew that Pete Rose did work on John Rowland's cottage, huh?
Oh,
I'm talking to this.
That's nice.
It's time for Sports on Quad, a very friendly sports discussion segment of Victor Ambrosio.
Wait!
We'll see if it's myself. We got gone to the mayor.
Yeah, you know, this is those weird robes. Those
Jepson?
People. Jepson, not
oh,
Jepson.
Oh.
Other not groups? Turning this into a political thing.
Yeah, no, actually, George Jepson does have kind of a silver lame thing he does wear for a
will he wear that if there's an impeachment?
It might be like Rehnquist. Remember when Rehnquist got those weird robes, those opera robes?
Oh, God.
Awful. Right, we do have to have Mr. Ambrosio.
Thank God. I've been missing that.
Me, too.
The question is...
you were off all last week.
Yeah, that's true.
You mean I was off?
No, I was
last
off. No, you were here. That's true. He was off. Somebody was off.
Yeah, somebody was off. This is from Carl from Chester.
Thanks for noticing.
He writes, Dear Mr.
Ambrosio. All you talk, you look alike.
Yeah, that's right. We're interchangeable. Dear Mr. Ambrosio, why do cats hate water?
Oh, simple. Because it goes back to the old days. The cat's obviously a descendant of leopards, panthers, and tigers. And in the old days, the only thing that could destroy leopards and panthers and tigers were large bottles of water, large bodies of water. Now, bottles of water, a bottle wouldn't be big enough, but large bodies of water.
A little pole and spring on them, and it just straightened them out.
No, they would, you know, tigers, as you know, and lions, basically, first off, lions are the king of the jungle. But the only thing that would destroy a lion would be a large body of water. Anytime a man would wrestle a lion, he'd try to stay alive, he would try to get the lion near, you know, if you wrestle a lion near an ocean, or a large river, you could kill the thing. If not, the thing, you know, eats you up to little bits. But the cats, being a descendant of those, have lived up to that. Although there are some cats that actually do like water. It's more of a new breed of cat, kind of the new millennium cats. Mm-hmm. Tabbies and longhairs are really affectionate with water. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it all goes back to the lineage. Where lions, you know, it just sort of was like the a kryptonite for lions would be water.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you know all this.
What's the matter, Bruce? You all right? You need
kryptonite.
Kryptonite. Anytime you can throw a kryptonite reference into Mr. Ambrosia.
Bruce and Colin shall return.
They're suing poor Mr. Pickle, who's 71 years old, because he's downloaded Bang Yo Bitch Bad or something. Oh, my God. I don't even know how this computer works. It doesn't make any difference. This poor guy, he's like, you know.
I know, but.
He's like Arnold. He probably gets a thing to play solitaire on or something.
People who wonder what that little clip we just played was about, it was back when the RIAA was kind of randomly suing people who they found downloading or doing file sharing, basically.
Yeah.
And there's some 71-year-old guy from Texas who was, you know, getting sued, and
Mr. Pickle.
With Mr. Pickle, and it seems like maybe his grandchildren or somebody might have been using the computer for that purpose, but he didn't understand how this could be happening to him. You know, just in terms of the debate, I covered the 97-year-old woman who was...
Just saw the crocodile guy.
Oh, you just saw the crocodile?
Just saw that on TV.
Yeah.
Replaying it, feeding the croc and the baby in his arm.
Yeah. Well, I do have to say that... I don't know. Are you worried about that baby?
No.
Yeah, me neither. It seems to me he knows what he's doing, and it's like vacuuming, but...
Who are we to tell the crocodile guy what to do?
As another talk show host pointed out today, and I didn't really think about it this way, and maybe he's making a good point. You know, Siegfried and Roy, they thought they knew what the Tigers were going to do. They worked with the Tigers for, you know, however many years, decades. They thought they knew what the Tigers were going to do. So, but they're only risking themselves because they're effeminate.
Was that necessary?
No, I guess not. But, but the baby's not in a position to make an informed choice about whether it wants to be near the crocodile or not.
Right.
And meanwhile, Steve Irwin is saying, I know that you're the crocodiles. But in fact, I mean, Siegfried and Roy thought they knew what was up with the Tigers.
Bruce and Colin shall return.
She said when she went to the front desk, there was a skull and crossbones. Perhaps this dentist went to Yale.
That could be. Well, it could be a pirate dentist, too.
Arg! Maybe Johnny Depp.
Odd fish. They've got some wee scurvy things got to come out of that mouth.
It could be something like that. It could be, you know.
There are a lot of explanations.
Jack Flannery, pirate dentist. Welcome aboard, matey.
See, in California, they may have themed dentists.
Yeah, themed dentists.
Yeah, it could be that kind of thing. You could have like a jungle explorer dentist where like a hippo comes up and opens its mouth and stuff. This particular guy, he's a pirate dentist.
That's it.
Oh, the rest of the show can't possibly be this stupid. I promise we'll do something about that.
We have to go, right?
Golden sofa. Right. Yeah.
Arn. Up.
Wow. All these people calling in about, you know, John Rowan lying and so forth. All I'll say is, show me a person who says they've never lied, and I will show you a liar. Thank you.
Yeah, on the other hand, I don't think it really constitutes a defense of John Rowan. I mean, to say that is to say that we can never hold anybody accountable for gross misstatements of fact, particularly when those gross misstatements of fact were issued in order to cover up malfeasance and evildoing. But, I mean, the problem isn't merely that John Rowan lied, but he lied about evildoing. He's an evildoer. But I don't care. I want him to be governor. I mean, I'm not calling for his resignation anymore. I think that's a bad idea. I think he should be.
You want him to, like, run again?
I think that would be fine. I think he should run again. I think he should deny.
You know, he's the kind of guy that probably would have guts enough to even try that.
Sure. Sure he would do that. I mean, at that point, I think Chris Shays and Rob Simmons and Nancy Johnson would jump all over his back like a wild monkey. Invite him and stuff. I think that would actually happen. If he tried to run again, my prediction, my personal political prediction based on years of experience, Nancy Johnson would jump on his back and bite him.